Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Derek Mason, Braden Gall, Marquise Munson. Darren McFarland joining us here, of course, host of Darren Donick and Chase coming up at the top of the hour, and we'll talk all things Preds here. But I do have a question for you, Darren, before we get started on the Preds. I know Chase McCabe, Marquise Munson, and a former friend of the show was at your house yesterday watching the Titans game. Is Chase the one you have to kick out at the end of the night? Like, does he just linger too long? Like, did Marquise linger? Like, how did that all happen, and do you have to kick somebody out at the end of the night?
Well, Chase is the obvious answer for many reasons, as you guys know. But the main reason is he's on vacation, so he's got no schedule. So he's got an open book, open schedule, nothing in pencil, nothing in pen. And so, you know, quite honestly, I feel like if I would have said, bring your pajamas, he would have brought his pajamas, but he didn't. So that's the obvious answer.
So eventually he did leave your house yesterday.
He did, yeah. He did not stay the night.
did not ask for a pillow.
You guys could have had a slight sleepover party. Would have been nice. All right, so obviously a huge win, 2 points for the Preds over the weekend on Saturday night. They get off to a hot start, something they have not done in what feels like all season. They get 2 goals in the first period. They hold on for a 4-2 win. All that's great. But Victor Arvidsson is now out 4 to 6 weeks. You know, we'll get to the hit. I know we'll talk about that in a second. But just in general, what is it that you now need to see from this team to replace Victor Arvidsson?
I would say a goal in the first 20 seconds of every game would be nice. I mean, that would be probably a good start. That seemed to work out well. By the way, that was the first time a Predator had a goal in the first 20 seconds since 2015, 2016 when Ryan Ellis did it. But, I mean, it was the starts, right? I mean, just to put things in perspective, one, you can't replace Victor Arvidsson, but two, guys, that game right there was the ninth game of the month. So that means the previous 8 games going into that game in St. Louis on Saturday night, the Predators had 2 goals in the first period, 1-2 in 8 games. They had 3 on Saturday, and they got out to the lead. This team is very comfortable in a lead. This team knows what to do when they have a lead. Just look at the numbers. When they're in control, when they're in the lead, they know how to finish the job. And, you know, there's no secret. I get it. Everybody wants to score in the first. Everybody wants to get out to a lead. But, you know, that is the case with the Predators. I mean, they don't play in behind so much. And how much it takes to play catch-up for an entire game is just not a good recipe for the Predators. It's not a good recipe for most teams. But we saw with the quick start. And yeah, they're not going to have 3 goals every first period. But when you can get on the road, take the crowd out of it, good things happen. And that's certainly how it played out on Saturday. We'll see if they can duplicate that again tonight at home against that same very team.
Now, the engine, I believe, of this team is gone for at least 4 to 7 weeks. And Victor Arvidsson, I'm not so much upset about the first hit. Darren, I don't think many people are. I think it was, is it a penalty? You know, warranted for a penalty? Absolutely. But you see that all the time in hockey. It was the second one when Victor's already down. And I kind of equate it to the Marquise Pouncey. It's not the hit that I was upset with, the punch while he was standing up. It was when he went to the ground and you kicked him and then punched him. That goes from being one thing to something totally not football. I thought the first hit on Victor was okay. I can get it. But then the second one went from things that happen in hockey to that should have no place in hockey. And now he's gone for 4 to 7 weeks. What do you think of it?
Dude, preach. I just listen. I'm sitting back, listen. Preach. I want to hear you. I mean, that's exactly right. I mean, I look, Peter Laviolette said it after the game. And I mean, how many times do coaches really take the bait? And it's not like Peter Laviolette took the bait. He just flat out decided at the end of the post-game presser that he was just going to air his feelings when asked, and he did. And he basically was like, I'm not going to go there, but yes, I thought it was dirty. So I went there. And Austin Watson said after the game, yeah, I don't want to go there, but yeah, I'm going to go there. It was dirty. I mean, the players knew, the coach knew. And what's worse about it, Derek, is you probably, you know, I know you did. You played against guys or played with guys that always that knew where the line was, but still, for whatever reason, chose to go over it from time to time or a lot. And sometimes they got caught, sometimes they didn't. Bortuzzo is a repeat offender. Okay, this is not the first time he's ever done this. He has a history of doing this, which is why he got four games. Yesterday, I thought, honestly, he was going to get 5 to 6. I thought that was the number that he was going to get. He got four. Okay. I would have rather seen him get a little bit steeper because he's a repeat offender. I mean, can we all harken back to the second round of the playoffs when the Predators were making their magical run to the Stanley Cup final? Remember that second round matchup against the Blues?
Mm-hmm.
I was in St. Louis. I was in the Scott Trade Center when that awful, awful play happened in the first period when Kevin Fiala broke his leg. You know who that was that drove him into the boards and then cracked him in the back after the play? That would be Bortuzzo. He's a guy that last year in preseason against the Islanders and Nelson cracked him in the back twice when he was down on the ice, got suspended 2 games. He has a history of this. He did it with Malkin. I mean, go look. This guy, this is what he does. He's a dirty player. There's no place for this in the game. Like you said, the first cross-check is okay. It happens all the time. The second one is just flat-out dirty because he does it when you're down and out and you're laying flat on the ice and he gives you that second jam to the back. And you know what? And it's now cost a premier player for the Predators 4 to 6 weeks. And it's only cost him 4 games. I hate to say it, but I guess if you're the Blues, you'll take that because this is a team that you're going to be battling for the division. There's no place for it in the league. I was hoping they would send a little bit stronger message. I guess at least they sent a message. But this guy has a history of doing this, and there's no place for it.
Darren, I don't think it sends a message at all, actually. I mean, I get your point. I 4 games, is that's not going to change his behavior. He is what he is, and 10 or 12 or 15 games might get him to rethink how he behaves and how he acts and whether or not he wants to be a dirty player or not, but I don't think it sends nearly big enough enough message, especially considering, I know it's hindsight, but they have the ability in the player safety department to use hindsight, and the player was injured on a dirty hit that was completely unnecessary. It had nothing to do with the play. I think you could have sent a much stronger message, and I think even St. Louis fans would have been fine with it. The follow-up I have to you, Darren, is what do you expect to see from the emotional side of things tonight? Because it's not like Jordan Binghamton wasn't taking a few cracks, too. I mean, there's no love lost here. They're playing again for the second time in 3 days. You just lost one of the best players on your team. What do we expect to see from an emotion standpoint? How do both sides handle it tonight?
Well, I expect it to be, Braden, exactly the way it was on Saturday. By the way, Saturday was a very, very chippy game. It was played like a rivalry game, which it should be. These are two teams in the same division that have had recent success in the last 2, 3, 4 seasons. They've been battling each other for divisions to get in the playoffs, and two franchises with close proximity, two fan bases that are willing to travel to each other's place to root for their team in the other place's barn. I expect it to be chippy again. I don't anticipate any less chippiness. I guess the question is can they make sure to keep it under control? Because once again, Derek, you've played with players that, you know, they don't know how to keep the rein it in, and you don't want to lose control. You want to play with an edge. You want to send a message. You want to let them know that Saturday night's in your thoughts. But you also don't want it to cost you a game. And so, Braden, I think that's what they have to be careful. It's the delicate balance of responding, letting St. Louis know, like, that's unacceptable, but also not costing your team. Because let's be honest, they still need to win the game. I mean, you want to ultimately send the message, how about take 2 games from St. Louis, you know, in 3 days? How about that? That's sending a message to the Blues, who came into the game blazing hot, the best team in the Western Conference. So I anticipate it's going to be a whole lot of Saturday night. It's going to be very, very chippy tonight in Bridgestone Arena between these two teams.
Darren McFarland coming up at 10. Darren, Donick, and Chase, thank you so much, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Always a pleasure.
Absolutely. Darren McFarland there. I think I'm okay if they go a little mm-hmm. over the line tonight. Not just because the play was dirty. I think there's a broader conversation about the Preds that is the teams are going to look to get under your skin and be physical with you because they view you as a finesse team. And until you show them that you're not, I think that this is an opportunity for the Preds to show the rest of the league that, that you can't just push us around anymore. Like we're going to be a physical team from here on out. And there's a chance they can do some of that tonight. Hopefully it's not dirty. I don't want to see dirty. But if you take a few extra penalties and you send a message, I don't mind. I don't mind tonight. All right. Well, Titans-Jags. Titans win 42-20 yesterday over the Jags. All of it was working, but two guys in particular dominated. We'll discuss when we return. Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.